fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Hail Silver! Hooray!
For 2 years, lawmen had searched the Phantom Hills for the hideout of the outlaw brothers, Joe and Slim Dallas, but without success. But it was understandable, for the Phantom Hills was a desolate area of towering rocks and cliffs, bare of vegetation except for occasional scrub pine, and it offered a thousand places of concealment. Then one day, the Lone Ranger and his 14-year-old nephew, Dan Reed, were camped a few miles from the town of Thunder Gulch, awaiting the return of their Indian friend, Tonto, who had gone into town for supplies.
Here comes Tonto.
I didn't expect him back this early. Something must have happened.
He's sure riding fast.
Oh, Scott, oh, fella. Oh, fella. Easy, Scott, easy.
Something wrong, Tonto?
Not right. Me hear plenty bad news in town.
Yes, what is it?
Well, last night, outlaws named Joe and Slim Dallas go to town of Thunder Gulch and try to rob rank there.
Yes?
And them run into trouble, plenty trouble. Joe Dallas, him get captured. Put in jail there.
Good. It's time he's made to pay for the crimes he's committed. What happened to Slim, his brother?
Well, Slim Dallas capture Sheriff Wayne.
What?
And take him away as prisoner.
Golly, why would he do that?
He'll try to use the sheriff as a means of forcing the release of his brother.
You mean he'll kill the sheriff if his brother's not released?
Not right, Dan. Slim Dallas, plenty bad.
It's time someone found their hideout.
Well, me talk to sheriff's deputies. Them say hideout, not in Phantom Hills. Them looked there many times.
Yes, I know they have. But it's the only logical place that they could escape capture this long. I'm going to search those hills.
Not plenty bad country. It all rock.
But something's got to be done before Slim Dallas either forces the release of his brother or kills Sheriff Wayne.
May I go along?
Oh, that's not good, Dan. Better you stay in town.
I don't want to stay in Thunder Gulch.
Well, I have a friend who lives in a cabin a few miles from the hills, Dan. If you'll stay with him, I'll let you go that far with us.
Very well.
He's a strange character, Dan. His name's Angus McGregor.
What's strange about him?
Well, he's a sort of a hermit. Lives up there alone with only a hawk for company.
A hawk?
That's right, Dan.
See, Dan, Angus comes from Scotland. For centuries, he and his people have hunted with hawks.
Oh, I know what you mean now. He hunts with them instead of a gun.
Yes, that's right.
I've read about falcons. The books say they grow to be very old.
Angus claims this hawk of his is more than 100 years old.
Oh, golly. May I stay with him?
Yes, I'm sure it will be all right. Now, let's get saddled up and started. Here's a look.
Here, Victor.
Me help you saddle.
Meanwhile, Slim Dallas, the outlaw, and his blindfolded prisoner rode slowly up a narrow trail that led to a rocky ledge high above the basin of the Phantom Hills.
Well, Sheriff, we're almost there now. I guess you're glad to know it.
I'll be glad to get this blindfold off.
I'll take it off when we get to the ledge. Steady there now.
We must be up mighty high. My ears are popping.
Yeah, we're plenty high. Now pull in your horse.
Who there? Who there?
Steady. All right, climb down.
Yep.
Now I'll take the blindfold off, let you take a look around. There. Know where you are, Sheriff?
Hey, you're in the Phantom Hills.
You're right about that. Me and my brother Joe have watched you and your deputies trying to find us time and time again. Once we thought you were coming up here, but you changed your mind just in time.
I remember. The deputy said nothing but a mountain goat could get up here. I agreed with him. We turned back.
If you hadn't, a lot of you would have been dead when you got in gun range. You never would have got back down the trail.
So this is the hideout of the Dallas brothers, huh?
Yep, this is it. From this ledge, we could see anyone for miles around. Even at night, me and Joe knew when someone was prowling around the valley down there.
Yeah? How'd you know?
Yeah, that, Sheriff, is a secret.
Well, now that you got me here, what are you aiming to do about it, Slim?
Come along with me.
Well, I'll be doggone. A cave.
Yep, a cave. Not so big, but it'll keep you from getting sunburned or rained on. Now, just sit down there and take your boots off.
My boots off?
Yeah, take them off.
There's one boot. And here's the other.
All right, just stay sitting down there.
What are you going to do with them leg irons?
Putting them on you, Sheriff.
Huh?
It's one of the pair of leg irons me and Joe brought along with us when we broke out of state's prison 2 years ago. Yonder's the other pair.
Wait a minute, Dad.
Let me snap on the leg iron. Now, if you want to move, there's enough chain on them for you to get around a bit so you don't get cramped. I'll put a canteen of water handy, and when I leave, I'll leave some grub handy, too.
Where are you going?
Nowhere right now. But tomorrow, I'm riding back toward Thunder Gulch. I want to get word to your deputies that if they don't let my brother go free, they'll find your body on the outskirts of town in a couple of days.
It was late afternoon when the Lone Ranger, Dan Reed, and Tonto arrived at the lonely cabin of Angus McGregor, who greeted them warmly, and when told of their mission, assured Dan that he was more than welcome to stay as long as he liked.
Aye, laddie, you'll be company for an old man and his falcon. We don't have much company, do we, Jock?
Lone Ranger told me about your falcon. He says you hunt with him.
Aye, he is much keener of eye than a dog, and most as deadly as a rifle.
Golly, I'd like to see him hunt.
Perhaps Angus will take you hunting with him while Tonto and I are gone.
Indeed we shall go hunting. On the morrow. What shall it be, laddie? Beasts or fowl you desire for the dinner party?
Well, fowl, I guess. There's not much else but jackrabbits.
Then fowl it shall be.
Well, then, Tonto and I'll be riding on.
Well, I thought you might stay here for the night.
Oh, no. It will be dark by the time we reach the Phantom Hills. I prefer to go in by darkness so we won't be seen. Ready, Silver?
Easy. I wish you luck, my friend. But be wary. The brothers Dallas are dangerous men.
We'll be careful. Adios.
Goodbye. Bye, Tonto.
Adios, Dan.
One, two, three.
Get them up, Scout.
Farewell, my friends.
The following morning, Dan and old Angus were up at daybreak. After a hearty breakfast, the old Scotsman showed Dan how to handle a hunting hawk.
No, laddie. You will observe this leather band I wear on my wrist.
Yes, sir.
It is for Jock to perch on as we ride along. His talons are strong as steel and as sharp as the blade. The leather protects my arm.
I understand.
No, we call him to perch. Jock! Perch, Jock!
What? He flew right to your wrist when you said perch.
Aye, laddie. There are only two commands. Perch and hawk.
Hawk? What's that for?
When you sight the game, you remove his hood and shout, Hawk! That means for him to soar aloft and attack. Then when he's killed the game, you shout, Perch! And he returns to the wrist, and you again put on his hood.
But I don't understand about the hood.
Oh, here, here. It is a wee little hood made of black cloth. We slip it over Jack's head, thusly. Then you retrieve the game he has killed and continue the hunt.
But why do you make him wear the hood?
You ask many questions, laddie. But old Angus is glad to answer them. It allows the hunter, rather than Jack, to select the game to be killed. For instance, you wish birds today instead of jackrabbits. Very well. Jack will see no jackrabbits, though we may see many of them.
Oh, I see what you mean. You won't take his hood off unless we see quail or wild turkey.
Aye. Well, no, we're ready to start.
I've got the horses saddled. I'll bring them around.
The youthful energy of young Dan Reed soon took toll of old Angus McGregor, and after an hour of riding, during which they had killed only two quail, Angus drew in his horse.
Oh, hold on.
Why are we stopping, sir?
Oh, laddie. Angus McGregor is not so young as he used to be. You set a pace he cannot follow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tire you out. We'll return to your cabin at once.
Oh, no, laddie, not you. I'll go back. But you continue the hunt. Two quail are not enough for our dinner.
You mean I can take Jock and go on hunting?
Aye, laddie.
Golly, that's great. But will he stay with me?
As long as you wear this leather gauntlet. Now, Jock, my lad, move over to the horn of the saddle. There, that's a good boy, Jock. Now I'll remove the leather band. And there. Here you are, laddie. Strap it on your own wrist.
I've got it. There, it's strapped.
No, reach your wrist over near my saddle horn, and I'll put Jack on his perch.
How's that?
Fine. Easy, Jack.
He's on it. Easy there, Jack.
No, laddie, just remember the two commands.
Perch and hawk.
Aye. And when you've bagged two more quail, return to my cabin. I'll see you there. Get up.
Goodbye, Angus.
Goodbye, lad.
A short time later, Dan spotted a quail and released the hawk, which struck with deadly aim, and at Dan's command of perch, returned to the wrist to be recapped with a hood. Dismounting, Dan recovered the bird and was about to remount when he saw a man riding rapidly toward him.
Steady there, Victor. Steady, boy. The man must want something.
Oh, there. Oh, boy. Oh, there.
Morning.
Hello there, Button. Want to make $10? Deliver a message for me?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I don't...
Now, don't give me an argument. You can use $10. I want this note delivered. All you've got to do is take it into Thunder Gulch and hand it to the deputy in the sheriff's office.
The sheriff's office?
Yeah. How about it?
Well, I can't take your money, but I'll deliver the note for you.
Oh, you'd better take the money. You can use it.
No, thanks. I don't do favors for money. Anyway, I've got to go back to a friend's cabin and leave his hunting hawk before I start to town.
Where's your friend live?
Oh, not far from here. You don't have to worry. I'll deliver the note after I take the hawk home.
I see it you do. Here it is.
Yes, sir.
All right, now get going.
All right. Steady, Victor. Easy, boy. Come on, Victor.
He seemed mighty anxious to deliver that note. I think I'll keep an eye on him for a spell. Get up here, boy. Come on.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. When Dan reached Angus McGregor's cabin, he found old Angus asleep, but he woke him up immediately and told him what had happened.
I'm not sure, but I think he fits the description of Slim Dallas the outlaw.
Aye, it's possible. But there is one way to make certain.
How's that?
Have you read the message he entrusted to you?
No, I didn't think I should do that.
Oh, under the circumstances, I believe it is permissible. Let me have it.
Here it is. What does it say?
It says, if you don't want Sheriff Wayne to be killed, let my brother Joe go free. If you let him go, put a lantern in the steeple of the old Spanish church. If the lantern is not burning tomorrow night, I kill the sheriff.
Is it signed?
Aye. Signed by Slim Dallas himself.
Golly, he does mean business. What'll I do?
Oh, it is a perplexing problem, laddie. I wish your friend the Lone Ranger were here now.
So do I. But he told me to stay with you. He won't be back for several days, maybe. What's that?
Don't make a move.
It's him. It's Slim Dallas.
No, obey his every command.
That goes for you too, old-timer. I thought I'd better keep an eye on you, Button.
I told you I had to come here first.
I know. I just overheard what you and the old gent here had to say.
I'll deliver the note. I promised you I would, and I will.
Oh, no, you won't. You're a friend of the Lone Ranger. I've heard about you. Dan Reed, your name, ain't it, Button?
I won't answer you.
You don't have to. So the Lone Ranger's on my trail, huh? Well, he's going to take a long time before he finds me.
Don't be too sure of that.
I'm going to make sure he don't.
What do you mean?
You'll find out. Hey, Grandpa.
Aye.
Saddle your horse. You're riding a Thunder Gulch to deliver this note.
But what are the laddie here?
He's going with me. Just in case the Lone Ranger needs to be convinced it's not healthy to follow my trail. Now get a move on.
When Angus McGregor returned to his cabin, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were waiting for him. The masked man's expression tightened when he heard what had happened to Dan Reed. A moment later, the three men started out to search for Dan.
Get him!
Watch him there!
When Dan Reed and Slim Dallas neared the Phantom Hills, the outlaw paused to tie a blindfold over the boy's eyes, and it was not removed until they had reached the hideout. He was led to the entrance of the cave far back on the ledge, and like Sheriff Wayne, was placed in leg irons, which were chained to the base of a giant pine tree that grew out of a crevice in the rock. After a cold supper served by the outlaw, the latter saddled his horse as darkness fell over the ghost-like hills.
Where are you going now?
See if that note was delivered in Thunder Gulch. If it was, I want to know what they're going to do about letting my brother Joe loose. Steady there.
I hope they're laying for you, Slim. I sure do.
I'll not get close enough to town for them to do that, Sheriff. If there's no landing burning in that old church steeple, I'll be back. I promised your deputies I'd deliver you dead. A minute.
What if there is a lantern burning in the steeple?
Joe knows where to meet me. It won't be here.
You mean you're not coming back to Elise's?
You think I'm crazy? Lone Ranger's prowling these hills. It's time me and Joe cleared out of this country.
Slim, you can't leave us chained here. We'll be buzzard bait in less than a week.
I know that. But as long as you and the kid are here, your deputies and the Lone Ranger won't be wasting time looking for me and Joe. They'll be looking for you and the kid.
Lone Ranger will get you no matter where you go.
A lot of folks have tried it, Button. But they never figured out our secret. He won't either. Adios. Get up there. Come on.
His secret. I wonder what he meant by that.
I don't know, Dan. He mentioned it once before when he brought me here. Whatever it is, he must be right. No one but me and you have been to this place before.
As the new day broke over the Phantom Hills, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Angus McGregor renewed their search for the hideout of the Dallas Outlaws. And by mid-afternoon, they were in the rugged heart of the dismal terrain, hemmed in by towering crags and cliffs of a thousand colors and shapes. They were riding abreast, and Jock the Falcon perched on the pommel of the Scotsman's saddle, unhampered by the Black Hood. High overhead, two giant crows loudly protested the invasion of their unchallenged domain.
Hawk hear crows, not like crows.
Aye, Tonto. He sees them, too, up there above that giant pine on the cliff.
Well, there he goes after them.
Crows wish them keep mouth shut.
Jack will make short work of them, no doubt of it.
Shall we stop and wait for him to come back, Angus?
Oh, no, no. Jock will return to the saddle horn when he has completed his task. He'll find us.
What in tarnation's the matter with them crows, Dan?
Something's disturbing them. They must see something in the valley below the ledge.
Crows are mighty suspicious critters. They can raise a bigger ruckus over nothing.
Hey, it's a hawk. Look.
He comes on. Hey. He got one of them crows.
He killed it on the wing. And he's after the other one.
Yep, there he goes. The crow's trying to dodge him.
He got him. He got him.
I'll be doggone if he didn't. Look, it's falling on the ledge right near the other one he killed.
Quiet, Sheriff.
What's the matter, Dan?
Jock! Jock! Perch! Perch, Jock!
What team, Thunder?
Here he comes.
Look out, Dan. That critter's after you.
Perch, Jock! Perch! That's the boy, Jock.
Well, I'll be... Why, that critter set right down on your wrist, Dan.
Sheriff, I know this hawk. It belongs to a friend of mine. And he must be down there in the valley right now looking for me. Maybe the Lone Ranger and Tonto are with him.
You don't mean it, Dan.
Yes, I do. I've got to get to the ledge and yell down to them.
Well, glory be, we're saved by a hawk.
Help! Help! Help!
Well, go on, Dan. Get to the ledge.
I can't. The leg chains aren't long enough.
Well, yell again. Yell louder this time.
Help! Help!
As the leg chain snapped taut, drawing Dan Reed up far short of the ledge overlooking the valley, the joy of both man and boy turned to bitter disappointment. For almost half an hour, Dan shouted at the top of his voice, and he stopped only when in the far distance he saw three horsemen disappear into a narrow canyon.
It was them, Sheriff. Look.
Yes, three horsemen. One riding a white horse.
He's the Lone Ranger. The others are Tonto and Angus McGregor.
And they rode right past us without knowing it.
Let me sit down here and get one of my socks off.
What are you going to do, Dan?
There, it's off. Now, easy, Jock. I won't hurt you.
Well, what's the idea of putting your sock over his head?
He won't try to fly away. He'll stay here if he can't see.
But, Dan, I don't settle...
Sheriff, it's a hunch. I just wonder what'll happen when Jock doesn't fly back to Angus McGregor.
Shortly before sundown, the Lone Ranger ordered a halt in the search for Dan and the sheriff. Tonto hurriedly prepared a light meal of pack rations, which they ate in silence, except for Angus McGregor, who was becoming worried over the failure of his falcon to return to him.
He has never failed to return before. I can understand it.
Tonto.
What matter?
Do you think you could find the place where we saw those crows? The place where the hawk disappeared?
Will it get dark soon? What me think me find it?
Then let's go. Here, Silver.
But why are you going back there?
I haven't time to explain, Angus. Steady, big fella, get down.
Come on, Silver.
Someone's coming up onto the ledge, Sheriff.
Oh, there. It's Slim. I know his voice.
Yes, it's Dallas, all right. He's lighting a lantern.
Well, Dan, this looks bad for both of us. He said he'd come back to kill me if my deputies didn't let his brother go free.
Look, Sheriff. He's found the dead crows.
Yeah, she's picking them up and looking at him.
Quick, give me my hat. It's there beside you.
Here it is. What are you going to do with it?
Put it over Jock.
Shut up,
him.
Here he comes.
How'd this happen?
Well, what do you mean, Slim?
How'd you kill these crows?
Oh, we didn't kill them.
Then who did?
Well, what's so all-fired important about a couple of dead crows? What I want to know is, did my deputies put the lantern on the church steeple?
No, they didn't. Now answer me. How'd these crows get killed? Hey, Button, what do you got under that hat?
Oh, it's nothing.
Get away from that hat. I'll see what's under there.
No, leave it alone.
So that's what killed them. A hawk. You think you're a pretty smart kid, don't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is the pet hawk you had when I first run into you yesterday. How'd he get here?
Don't tell him, Dan.
I won't.
Suit yourself, kid. Don't make any difference anyway. I won't have any use for these crows anymore now that I'm clearing out of the Phantom Hills. But before I go, I've got some shooting to do. And I aim to start with the critter that killed my crows.
Don't shoot him! Don't!
Oh, my hands!
Get your hands up! Me get guns!
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Glory be, we're saved!
It's the Lone Ranger!
Slim Dallas, desperate outlaw that he was, quickly realized he had been taken by surprise and that resistance would be useless. He surrendered without a fight and even helped to unlock the leg irons that held Dan and the sheriff. But as the sheriff began putting one of them on him, the outlaw turned to the masked man and said,
Masked man, there's one thing I'd like to know before the sheriff takes me to Thunder Gulch.
What's that, Dallas?
For 2 years, lawmen have tried to find our hideout and they never could. Until you got in my trail. How'd you figure out our secret?
Well, it wasn't easy at first. I've often wondered why you couldn't be found in these hills. I was sure your hideout was here somewhere. But something happened today that gave me the clue.
Yeah, what was that?
To begin with, the crow is the most suspicious bird in the world. The slightest thing that's strange disturbs him.
You know your crows, I can see that.
Late this afternoon, we rode through the valley below. Our presence disturbed the crows that nest in this tall pine here. The hunting hawk heard them and went after them. Later, when the hawk failed to rejoin us, I remembered the crows.
Yeah, I see now how you figured out the secret.
But I don't understand.
Slim and his brother Joe used those crows as sentinels, Dan. No one could approach this valley night or day without disturbing them.
That's right, kid. We always knew in plenty of time whether to run or stay hid until the law passed.
Oh!
Yeah, but with the crows dead, unable to sound a warning, Tonto Angus and I had no difficulty finding the hideout after dark. Slim wasn't expecting us and had no chance to put up a fight.
And no one but the Lone Ranger could have figured that out.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.